Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. A 1500 crore rupee greenfield airport project launched at Kota in Rajasthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it will give new momentum to development of the region. President Draupadi Murmu voices her annoyance with West Bengal government for not maintaining protocol during her visit to Siliguri. Prime Minister Modi also criticizes TMC government for not maintaining protocol during the president's visit. 130 Maoists surrender in Telangana along with a massive cache of sophisticated weapons. SBI launches $500 million term loan facility exclusively meant for women's empowerment. Rashtriya Swatantra Party continues its march towards a historic victory in general elections in Nepal. Prime Minister Modi congratulates its people and government on successful and peaceful conduct of elections. Iran halts attacks on neighboring countries. President Masoud Pezeshkian says neighbors will no longer be targeted unless any attack originates from there. And in All England Open Badminton Championship, Lakshya Sen enters men's singles final in Birmingham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that regions connected through air connectivity experience faster and broader development. In a video message on the occasion of the groundbreaking ceremony of the new Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport today, the Prime Minister said before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but their number has now increased to more than 160. He also noted that several airports have now been developed around Delhi. Mr. Modi said when airports are built, they encourage entrepreneurship and tourism in nearby smaller towns and accelerate economic activities in the region.
Aaj ka din, Kota, Bundi, Bara और झालावाड़ सहित पूरे हाड़ौती क्षेत्र के लिए एक नई आशा और नई उपलब्धि का दिन है। करीब 1,500 करोड़ रुपए से बनने जा रहा ये आधुनिक एयरपोर्ट आने वाले समय में पूरे क्षेत्र के विकास को नई गति देने वाला है।
Speaking at the event, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said there had been a demand for a greenfield airport in Kota for several decades, and now that dream is becoming a reality. He said Kota already has strong road and rail connectivity, along with adequate power and water resources. With the introduction of air connectivity, new avenues of development will open up. President Draupadi Murmu today voiced her annoyance with the West Bengal government for not maintaining the protocol during her visit to attend the 9th International Santhal Adivasi Conference in Siliguri. In a public interaction following the program, President Draupadi Murmu said, by protocol, the Chief Minister should be present when the President comes to a state. The President also said she noticed that many people of the Adivasi community were stopped from attending the Santhal Conference. She said the state government had not provided a proper venue for the conference to accommodate more people. It is alleged that officials of the state government also did not attend the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has criticized the TMC government for not maintaining the protocol during the visit of President Draupadi Murmu and abruptly changing the venue of the International Santhal Conference held in West Bengal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the TMC government has truly crossed all limits and their administration is responsible for this insult to the president. He said the office of the president is above politics and the sanctity of this office should always be respected. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said strict action against encroachment and infiltration is continuing across the country. He was addressing a program in Haridwar held to mark the completion of 4 years of the Uttarakhand government. On the occasion, he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1,100 crore rupees for the state. He said that Uttarakhand has moved beyond its phase of struggle and is rapidly progressing towards a new direction of development. Referring to the Citizenship Amendment Act, Mr. Shah said people who came to India after facing religious persecution should be granted citizenship.
Pakistan aur Afghanistan se aaye hue lagbhag 200 logon ko About 200 people from Pakistan and Afghanistan have been given citizenship. Refugees from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan, Sikh refugees, Buddhist refugees, Jain refugees have as much right as Narendra Modi has on this country.
Jitna Narendra Modi ji ka adhikar.
The Bharatiya Janata Party's Parivartan Yatra was organized today at many places across West Bengal. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav joined the event in Sri Rampur in Hooghly district. The route for the day covered a total distance of approximately 105 kilometers across various assembly constituencies. The rally plans to engage with common citizens along the way. The Parivartan Yatra that set off from Birbhum entered East Burgaman today, where the leader of opposition in the state assembly, Shubhendu Adhikari, addressed a rally. In a historic blow to the Maoist movement in the country, 130 Maoists surrendered before Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy at the Integrated Command and Control Centre in Hyderabad today. This group included three state committee members, one regional committee member, and 10 divisional committee members, marking a significant shift in the state's security landscape. The surrendering cadres handed over a massive cache of 124 sophisticated weapons. More from our correspondent.
Telangana CM Revanth Reddy urged remaining Maoist leaders to surrender and join the state reconstruction after 130 Naxals laid down their arms, emphasizing that the ballot is more powerful than the bullet. He offered medical care, financial packages, and a review committee to revoke pending cases. Revanth Reddy confirmed discussing rehabilitation with Union Home Minister Amit Shah, stressing that democratic dialogue rather than violence remains the only path to resolve issues peacefully. Srinivas Mankali, Akashvani, Hyderabad.
The State Bank of India, SBI, today announced the launch of a $500 million US syndicated social term loan facility. This facility is focused exclusively on women's empowerment with a green shoe option on the eve of International Women's Day. As per the statement issued by SBI, this syndicated transaction is a milestone for the SBI and the global environmental, social and governance ESG financing landscape for the noble cause of women's empowerment. This financing is focused on accelerating social impact and demonstrates SBI's commitment to reduce the gender gap and contributes meaningfully to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal SDG 5, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Nepal, Prime Ministerial candidate of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Balendra Shah, has been elected the House of Representatives member from Jhapa constituency number 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister and CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli by a wide margin. More from our correspondent.
Out of 165 constituencies, as of now, final results have been declared from 85 constituencies. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won in 72 constituencies and is leading in 49 constituencies under the first past the post system. Nepal Congress has won 10 seats and is leading in another 11 constituencies. UML has 8 seats and is leading in 3. NCP has won 4 seats and is leading in 3. RPP has won 1 seat and Shram Sanskriti Party is leading in 3 constituencies. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the people of and government of Nepal on the successful and peaceful conduct of elections in a social media post. Mr. Modi expressed happiness to see Nepali sisters and brothers exercise their democratic rights so vibrantly. He said this historic milestone is a proud moment in Nepal's democratic journey. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In his statement today, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes on neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. Meanwhile, the intense military conflict in the region entered its eighth day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as the United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Airstrikes hit the Iranian capital in the early hours today. Meanwhile, Lebanese Health Ministry today said 41 people were killed and 40 others injured in overnight Israeli airstrikes in the mountain town of Nabichit, a Hezbollah stronghold in eastern Lebanon. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India has not compromised on sensitivity with stakeholders in any trade deals. Speaking on the third and final day of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, the minister said the government has protected India's national interests in all trade deals, opening the doors for greater engagement. He noted that India has emerged as a self-confident nation in the last decade, and the country can now compete with the rest of the world.
Raisina Dialogue makes India proud. It has truly established itself on the global stage as a must-attend event, very high level of participation, both from India and internationally. We need more engagements like this across the length and breadth of India to showcase India to the world. These engagements help build bridges of trust and friendship.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. More from our correspondent.
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometers. The three new corridors are RK Ashram Mark to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Indira Gandhi Airport Terminal 1, and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the General Pool Residential Accommodation Redevelopment Plan. Spread across key locations such as Sarojini Nagar, Netaji Nagar, Kasturba Nagar and Srinivaspuri, these projects are part of the government's ambitious program to modernize GPRA colonies and create world-class infrastructure for government employees and administrative offices. With Anand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered the men's singles final. World number 12 Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lai in the semi-final match 21-16, 18-21, 21-15 in Birmingham this evening. Lakshya had defeated China's Li Shifang 21-13, 21-16 in the quarter-final match last night. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. Railways has decided to run a special train from New Delhi to Ahmedabad in view of the ICC T20 World Cup final match. According to Railway, the special train will depart from New Delhi tonight at 11:45 p.m. and will reach Sabarmati tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. A 1,500 crore rupee greenfield airport project launched at Kota in Rajasthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it will give new momentum to development of the region. President Draupadi Murmu voices her annoyance with West Bengal government for not maintaining protocol during her visit to Siliguri. Prime Minister also criticizes TMC government for not maintaining protocol during President's visit. 130 Maoists surrender in Telangana along with a massive cache of sophisticated weapons. SBI launches $500 million US dollar term loan facility exclusively meant for women's empowerment. Rashtriya Swatantra Party continues its march towards a historic victory in general elections in Nepal. Prime Minister Modi congratulates its people and government on successful and peaceful conduct of elections. Iran halts attacks on neighboring countries. President Masoud Pezeshkian says neighbors will no longer be targeted unless any attack originates from there. And in All England Open Badminton Championship, Lakshya Sen enters men's singles final in Birmingham. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.